Vision released by the Australian Border Force shows a Melbourne property being raided by investigators. A Chinese national is later shown being escorted from the property. The Australian Border Force's Acting Regional Commander Craig Palmer says he's one of three people arrested in a strike team operation investigating illegal tobacco importation through Melbourne Airport.
One of those individuals, we believe, is an Australian-based contact and coordinator for a larger criminal syndicate. The extent of the trade is significant, and the involvement of organised crime is something that we're seeing is certainly on the rise.
More than a million cigarettes and almost $250,000 cash and luxury items were seized during the operation, which identified 40 suspects. Commander Palmer says the detection was based on intelligence gathered from several operations.
As a result of monitoring methodology related to the use of couriers through Melbourne Airport, we were able to identify some high-risk areas and we started monitoring particular flights out of Southeast Asia. It wasn't long before, as a result of that targeting, that we started to identify and seize cigarettes at the border.
Richard Ginesco is the former National Manager of Investigations for Australian Customs. He says smuggling tobacco remains an attractive option for criminal syndicates because it's lower in risk and high in demand.
They're interested in the huge amount of profit involved and the fact that the chances of being jailed are nowhere near the same as if you were smuggling drugs, for example.
The cigarettes are mainly sold in shop fronts or through the internet. But while those found guilty face possible 10-year jail terms and fines, Mr. Ginesco believes more frontline officers are needed to make a serious dent in the illicit trade.
Intelligence is great, you need to invest in that, but you also need to invest in the ability to open a container. Look, in my experience, the people can work out if a container is x-rayed, you put in something that x-rays similar to cigarettes and tobacco, and it's not noticed. So really, you need to have the ability to have human intervention. Electronics and technology is great, you need to put money in that, but you need to have officers available who are targeting the actual shipments as well.
In 2016, major tobacco companies commissioned accounting firm KPMG to assess the financial ramifications of the illicit tobacco market. Josh Fett from British American Tobacco says the study found illegal tobacco cost the government $1.6 billion in lost taxes and excise, but other studies estimate that figure to be higher.
KPMG estimate that about 14% of the tobacco sold in Australia is illegal. They do an annual report. However, in a recent submission or several recent submissions to a parliamentary joint committee, others have suggested that it's up over $3 billion, and that is because they believe that the KPMG number is conservative. It doesn't include things like shisha.
The Australian Border Force says several more investigations remain ongoing.